Are you out of your minds? Are you all out of your mind? Your mind, your mind, your mind.
And to the C students, I say, you too can be president of the United States.
Kissing cousin, hey, there's nothing. I mean, I don't think the violence is a problem of marrying first cousin.
So they all go vegan and wages and picket lines. I don't know, they're not often discussed in purgatory, are they?
I would not, could not, with a goat.
I think the problem with people like this is that they are so stupid that they have no idea how stupid they are.
Welcome to the Crab Diving Show with your hosts, Ryan Pfeiffer and Patrick Vile.
Happy Monday, everybody. It's Crab Diving Live, blasting at you from Los Angeles, California, Koreatown, US of A. It's a little bit after 2 p.m. out here on the Pacific Coast. A few minutes after 5 if your ear holes are sucking us in live out east. If it isn't that time, perhaps you're listening to us as a rerun here on the Crab Diving Network, streaming for you 24/7, or you've downloaded us as a podcast at iTunes, at Stitcher, or at crabdiving.com. I'm reading as the same time I'm talking, as warning flags are popping up on my software here, but I think we're still going. However you're receiving us, wherever, whenever, under whomever, et cetera, we appreciate the pole vault and fuck out of it.
Yay.
Thanks for being with us. We're going to be here for the next couple of hours, hurling our special kind of love.
Yummy.
At the right. And we may say the word Schittler. We may cuss. So
we may tweet.
Gird the loins of your ears. I'm not sure what that means.
My ears have their own loins.
Well, you know.
Jesus fucking Christ.
I was going to say gird your ears.
I didn't pay attention in anatomy.
And then I thought it'd be funnier to say loins.
Oh, I like
oh,
that.
Oh, yeah. Bullshit.
No, that it really is.
I love the reality you've arranged.
Tweet us during the show, ladies, gentlemen, and others, at Crab Diving, one word, CRABDIVING. You can also hurl us a message over at our Facebook page, which is facebook.com/crabdiving, a warm and fun community.
Follow us, us.
Angry libs.
You can participate in the conversations there.
Jump into our stream. It's warm.
If you hate your life, participate in our Facebook Live. What do you think about that?
Or if you love your life.
Oh, yeah. Either.
Participate.
Yes.
We got plenty that hate their lives.
Yeah, we got enough of you guys.
Yeah.
We have some more well-balanced people up in this bitch.
We get it.
Yeah.
We're hating American life right now these days, too.
Right.
Kind of.
Well, not like, you know, some people under the Schittler regime.
Rich white guys.
Rich white guys.
You mean loving the fuck out of it.
They love it so fucking much. They can't get enough.
If anybody wants to help make us rich white guys so that we can see what it's like on that side, buy shit through our Amazon hole. Thanks to those that do and have. It helps out here at Crab Diving. Go buy shit on the internet through our Amazon hole at crabdiving.com/Amazon. Whatever you buy, we get a little nibble, a little tickle. Doesn't cost you fuck all.
Hello, we get paid. We do.
Only helps us out here at Screaming Liberal Media.
I don't know if that's the best appeal to the audience. Create more rich white guys.
Well, just for...
But we're good.
Just so we can then opine.
Oh, yes.
About it. And we won't be assholes.
No, we'll be one of the good ones. We'll be the good ones.
I'm not going to sit on billions of dollars. Fuck
that. Fuck no. I'm spending that shit. I'm shoving it right up the economy.
We can see what's going on. There's all kinds of stuff going on. It's been a busy weekend.
Ooh.
A busy Trumpian tweet weekend. Holy fucking shit. Even this morning, fingers flying. And I don't know. Am I getting battle weary or something? It's like I'm horrified, but then I'm also like, well, whatever. It's the lunatic in the White House.
Did he double down on that wiretapping shit?
Oh, are you kidding me? Yesterday, over the weekend, he's calling for the investigation of Hillary and of Podesta.
Oh,
and
shit.
He wants to Who the hell knows? Reopen the Lindbergh baby case or something. I don't. He's talking about everything, but
is man baby panicking?
Yeah, yeah. He's losing his mind.
Is that what this is? Investigate Podesta and what, the spirit dinners?
For collusion with Russia. He's doing the. I'm rubber, you're glue.
I say. So you say I'm in bed with Putin. Well, how about this?
Well, remember?
You're in bed with Putin.
Well, here's a quote. No, you're the puppet.
Oh, that's right. From the fucking debate. I'm not a puppet. You're the fucking puppet. He was the fucking puppet. My God.
But that's when she brought that up about being a puppet to a foreign country. You're the puppet. You're the puppet.
Well, it doesn't really sound like Trump was a puppet. It sounds like Trump was cooperating with Putin.
No, I'm still leaning towards puppet. I think he's dumb. I think he's an opportunist. He's a whore.
Right.
He's a con man, a flim flam artist.
Flim flam.
And nefarious too. Yeah. A backstabber, a cheat. Every story you hear about him in business, he shirks paying people. He stiffs people. He screws people.
What does that say about us?
And then he litigates his way out of it and somehow fails upward.
It really is amazing. Yes. The failing upward thing is amazing. I think about all the times when I've fallen up the stairs.
Well,
that was actually a
That's
fail.
That's true. I had an apartment in college that was in an attic.
Yes.
And the entrance was outside. I didn't have to, go through anybody's house and crawl up a crawl space.
Nice.
Excuse me, I'm home.
Yeah.
But there was an outside entrance that they had built a stairway up to it. And holy shit, the stairs were elven.
Or tiny.
Or hobbits. They were built for hobbits.
Tiny handed.
And they had the risers were too short. So your whole foot wouldn't even...
Oh, fuck.
Like, fit on the whole riser.
How did you not end up in a wheelchair?
So you either had to duck walk or, kind of crab walk up, which it was college, man. There were many crab walking up those stairs.
Oh, sure.
And some unsuccessful. Right?
They don't fly, do they?
What?
Crabs.
Not intentionally.
Right.
Let's see what's going on in your headlines.
Yay.
For these mainstream media characters to get all wee-weed up about that.
From the Crab Diving News Studios, high atop the Crab Diving Tower, Los Angeles, California. Dateline, April 3rd, 2017.
The year of our Lord!
These are your headlines. Over there to the commie pinko liberal.
Hey.
Huffington's Post. Oh. God, the first two words of this headline over at the Huffington Post, I really don't ever want to see together again. Mitch's finger on the nuclear trigger. Blah.
God.
I don't want anything referring to any bodily appendage of Mitch McConnell.
God. How can his finger do anything? He just looks like a tub of flesh with no muscle tone.
So this morning, we heard a little bit of...
He's like pasta.
The Senate... continuing with their confirmation hearings of President Schittler's scrotal choice.
Scrotal. Why do we even have these hearings? Just give it to him because he's going to get it anyway.
Neil Gorsuch. Enough Democrats this morning have said, I believe it was the senator that put them over the top for the filibuster. Senator Chris Coons of Delaware,
yes,
was the magic number today.
That's awesome.
He said he would be voting against cloture, which means he's voting against stopping talking. Cloture means we're done talking. Let's vote.
Right.
So
he wants to talk more.
In the ridiculous way the Senate works, you got to vote to vote.
Good heavens!
Like, let's vote to now vote.
So he does. He wants to vote. He doesn't want to interview
this Gorsuch.
He does
not want to vote.
He doesn't. Okay.
He wants to keep talking.
Right.
Well, he's voting to keep talking.
To filibuster. Is that what that
well,
is?
Well, yeah. They're gonna filibuster, and the Republicans are surely going to use the nuclear option, which means they're going to vote to change the rules of the Senate and blow up bipartisanship for good.
Why not?
Well, the Democrats did it before. but only because the Republicans were the most obstructionist Congress in our history.
Right.
And would do nothing. And hundreds of judgeships were backing up because they said, it's got black fingerprints on it. We're not sending it through.
And the reasons that Dems don't want to vote on this guy, because he's a piece of fucking shit.
Well, and they stole the fucking seat.
Yes, they fucking stole it.
And to be, if they really cared about the country and looked at the numbers in the country,
yes,
they would say, well, maybe we should pick a centrist judge that everybody will be happy with. And instead they roll out someone who might make Scalia look like a flouncing liberal.
Jesus Christ.
And
God, you just gotta hate the GOP.
Then they're just cheats. There's this modern GOP is just
horrendous.
A rogues gallery. It really is. Changing rules, sneaking votes through in the middle of the night when the Democrats are you know, having Indian food and the Democrats run out to take a shit and they take a vote. It's just amazing how nefarious they are.
Yeah, and they'll tell their constituents anything. And they'll shut down the government when they can't
now,
work with the other side.
Imagine if somehow, we're still screwed once they blow up the filibuster. But maybe we get a few more Senate seats in 2018 and it's even filibuster breaking proof.
Right.
Like they just don't have the numbers. Then what if it flips the other direction and the Democrats say, oh, it's the third year of Donald Trump's term. And this Supreme Court justice is retiring. Sorry.
Yeah.
No, I think the people have spoken. I think the people want to speak for this.
Well, that's irony.
They'll lose their minds.
But
how dare you?
They just did it, though, with
right.
Obama's judge. So hypocritical. I mean, they don't. They just don't care.
Yeah.
They're the party of fuck you.
They'll lose their tiny little fucking minds.
Right.
So, The smart thing for the Democrats to do is just to do it now. Because if it wasn't now, it's going to be the next one who might be worse. So, you know, let's punt on this one. It's just like Scalia never died. We've got another loony on the court.
How do you punt on it, though? I mean, do they even have a choice what to do, the Democrats?
Well, no.
I mean, are they going to vote for this guy?
Well,
anyway?
They're going to force them. This is be careful what you wish for, because they're going to... Which some are saying it's karma for the Democrats because Harry Reid blew it up in the first place for the lower judges.
It's karma.
They're saying it's coming back to get you.
Yeah, it's karma for people who think the GOP aren't evil fucking scoundrels.
Well, yeah, and again, the only reason Harry Reid did that was because it was a historic, unprecedented backlog of judges that the Republicans wouldn't even listen to. Because it was the black guy who put him there.
Right.
And this is early on in the terms.
Yeah.
This isn't like third and a half year. From day one, they said, we're not going to put any judges through.
Right. But Harry was working in the spirit of trying to make the country run, right? He wanted these positions to be filled because they needed to be, right? You know what I mean?
Well, yeah. And there were courts that were, but they were okay with it because all they care about is winning. So the Republicans were saying, well, we don't care if courts are 4-4 and 3-3. What if you put a liberal judge on there?
Is this
then
all?
Then the liberals will start winning.
Is
then the people might get their fucking way.
Right. Is this all the Tea Party? Is this what this is? Is this the effect of
Tea Party.
Sarah Palin and all those shitbags?
They morphed into the Freedom Caucus.
God damn it, John McCain, don't you see? You bear some responsibility for this, for nominating that fucking loon from Alaska that you didn't even read about.
Was he the symptom or a cause? I mean...
Sarah Palin wasn't on the fucking planet until John McCain brought her ass in there, and then the Tea Party came out in droves.
But people
to
like Sarah Palin, right?
That doesn't make it good.
Well, no,
not the majority of people.
I'm just saying it's he didn't start the deal. The deal was already started, and he pandered to the deal. The Tea Party was already they were already wearing their red, white, and blue and waving shit before Sarah Palin.
He brought Sarah Palin up because
showed her ugly. Face.
Yes. But he thought Hillary was going to get the nomination and he was going to run against Hillary way back when. That's why he nominated Palin, I thought. Without a thought to like what the fuck she stands for.
He waited until he was I don't know. I thought he waited until it was him versus Barack.
No. If I remember correctly, he nominated her.
Was it early?
That was his reaction to Hillary. I could be fucking wrong, but you know. But still, he introduced that lunatic into the and gave her he gave the Tea Party a platform. They had their candidate and the vice president, and I don't know where they would be without that right
well,
now.
Well, and that whole homespun, let's put a soccer mom a stroke away from the nuclear football. You know, we need somebody with good old common sense instead of somebody who knows anything about running anything.
You know what? It kind of makes me frustrated to see John McCain bitch about Trump. I want to say, dude, well, without you, right he now. Might not fucking be there because then the beast of that fucking Tea Party wouldn't have been awoken. You know what I mean? I mean, Sarah Palin.
Yeah, we need him right
put
now.
Put those
though.
Motherfuckers on the map.
He's one of the only adults on the Republican side right now. We kind of need him.
God, John, don't you see, though? Don't you feel the least bit sad that you did that? Or you did even better. They didn't know anything about this lunatic, Sarah Palin. Now, you know? Introduced a whole shitstorm of radical loons.
It says that senators have been vowing for weeks to deny the vote. And today they finally went over the top and had it. It wasn't sure. Nobody was really sure if they'd be able to do it. Although Chuck Schumer said that he was pretty sure he was going to have the votes to force.
Right.
To filibuster and then forcing the Republicans to go nuclear.
Nuclear.
Which again, if it flips in 2020, be careful what you wish for, because you aren't going to be able to put a big old blockade in front of Supreme Court justices.
I mean,
Republicans. I'm sure they'll try something evil and
absolutely.
Sneaky.
They'll shut down
underhanded,
the government.
Some sort of cheating to try to win.
Maybe they'll even contact Uncle Nipples again. Why not? We'll just do that again. Fuck it. It was effective the first time. Why not the second time?
So that's the headline over at the HuffPo. Is that Mitch is itching
Mitch
to
the
pull
bitch.
The nuclear? Nuclear option, and surely will. Everybody's expecting him to. It ain't no big surprise.
What a disgusting piece of shit.
Even though they would prefer, he's always said he would prefer not to, but he's going to say
you.
The Democrats are only doing it politically because this judge is more than qualified.
Ugh.
That the only reason you could argue with him is ideologically,
which is the only. Thing to give up.
Yeah.
But, what else do you care about talking to a fucking SCOTUS nominee?
When the ideology is that he pretty uniformly votes for big corporations over little guys.
It's not that deep, the ideology.
Yeah.
It's fucking the American people in the asshole.
What was that story? Something about a trucker in a blizzard whose truck broke down.
Right.
And he had to make the choice of either...
Oh,
dying and freezing to death in the cab of the truck or breaking company rules and leaving the truck to go seek help.
Right.
And he went and sought help and was rescued.
Yes.
And then they went back and got his truck. But then the company fired him.
That's so fucked up.
For leaving the truck to save his life.
What do they want him to do?
And Gorsuch said he was the only one, I think, on that judge panel that voted. I think they should have been able to fire him.
Right. Perfect. God. What a piece of fucking shit. Do they not have one person in the GOP with a shred of fucking empathy? Not one.
It's hard
I can't
to
think
find.
Of one.
I think you got to lift up some folds of fat to try to find one.
Where's your empathy? It's shoved in my belly button. Haven't seen it in years.
So over at the Drudge Report.
Fuck you.
There was a headline earlier. I wonder if it's still over there. That was... it was yesterday. There was an op-ed in the LA Times, part one of two, I guess. I don't know if part two is today or if it's next week, but there was a big op-ed called Our Dishonest President.
Oh, yeah.
And it was all over the trending all over the social medias on Facebook and Twitter. And Drudge, the fucking Drudge Report,
yes.
linked to it. And there, I'm trying to find on, it's on our Facebook. I did a screen, or I don't know if I did a screen cap of it, but
yeah, I think you did.
The Drudge Report. No, I screen cap Schittler's tweets
right
today, which are
outstanding,
fucking spectacular. The here, the LA, the it was for Trump, our dishonest president.
Yeah.
And it says LA Times has Trump panic attack. When will this end?
Trump panic attack. Are we supposed to shit, man? Are we just not supposed to give a shit? He's a big fucking liar.
Yeah, it's very...
Can't trust what our president says. I mean, it's the one guy. Think about it in America. All of a sudden, what did we learn? Well, you can't trust the police. You can't go to the police.
Right.
They're crooked. Well, you can't trust our president.
But you really can't trust our president.
Fuck, man.
Or anyone.
Damn.
In that whole fucking cabal.
Yeah, there's not one good guy in his administration. I can't think of one decent fucking human being. You know,
there was I read something about Jared over the weekend.
Oh, what a vomit.
And how he's taking on too much. They're giving him too much. President's giving him too much to do.
Right.
And Bannon hates him. It's him versus Bannon in this dick measuring contest, power struggle.
Bannon
to see who can bend Donnie's ear first.
Bannon hates Jared. And I know why, because Jared is a younger, good-looking dude who's not a big, gigantic sack of skin garbage, you know? His Bannon's pretty fucking hideous. I mean, he looks like he came out of the Secret of NIMH.
So the headline over at the Drudge Report today, I don't see that headline anymore. It was from yesterday.
Right.
Oh, God, here we go. Trending on the Twitter all day, Susan Rice.
Trending on Twitter.
Drudge is jumping on to the false narrative.
Yes.
That Fox and Cunting Friends this morning spewed forth.
Yes.
That the president tweeted about.
Right.
In glee, because he's our president is sitting there watching Fox and fucking Friends in the goddamn morning.
Steve Doocy. The man listens to Steve fucking Doocy. That is...
Well, good morning, Mr. President.
Oh, my God.
So this morning, he tweets, Fox News from multiple sources. There was electronic surveillance of Trump and people close to Trump. This is unprecedented.
Good God. What is it about us? Why do we have these fascinations with fucking idiots?
Such amazing reporting on unmasking and the crooked scheme against us by Fox and Friends. He worded that poorly.
Yeah, he did.
Because he... makes it sound like it's a crooked scheme by Fox and Friends, it's which
a,
it is.
Yeah, it's a poorly constructed sentence.
But he meant to say,
sentence.
Yeah. Spied on before nomination, in quotes, the real story.
Oh, God. The real story.
So the story is
yes.
that Susan Rice, under President Obama, she was the National Security Advisor. She was the Mike Flynn. Before right. Mike Flynn sullied the reputation of the
maybe a little
office
bit more
in the United States
than Mike Flynn, maybe.
And she requested the unmasking of Trump officials caught up in surveillance. So what they do is when they're listening to a Russian spy type person. If there are other names or other people caught up in the surveillance that are just unrelated or they deem them to be, you know, they call them about unrelated business. They're not spies. They're not worried about them being spies yet or whatever. They're not an investigation. It's just somebody incidentally that this person contacted. They redact them. They hide the names or whatever.
Right.
Well, they're saying that Susan Rice asked for that incidental pickup of people from the Trump transition team. So that's the big thing. There's proof. There's Schittler's proof to these idiots that therefore they were under surveillance. Trump was under surveillance. Trump ordered the surveillance. But it's still the incidental pickup. And Susan Rice, the big question is, Why did the National Security Advisor want that information? Yeah. She obviously had found out from the FBI. They found out the stuff they had. Obama was sitting on it, which I don't know if that was the best idea.
No.
Because Mitch the bitch and the Republicans, if they release that information, we're going to say it's the Obama administration lying, trying to make something out of nothing. They don't have any proof. It's all political. They're trying to help Hillary.
That doesn't put the Obama administration in the best light.
Yeah, I don't think it was the best decision. They should have said, fuck your politics.
Yeah.
We don't care.
They're worried about optics.
Yeah.
How it looks. And meanwhile, Russia's got their fingers up our ass. That's insane.
So they're losing their minds over on the right because now they're implying.
Yes.
And some of them are outright saying, well, here's the proof. And then you say, well, where's the proof? And they're like, well, look.
It's not proof.
And that she leaked those names. And that that's a federal crime.
Susan Rice. Those names.
Leaked those names and like Flynn.
Yes.
And therefore, federal crime. Lock her up. They're a new chant of lock her up for the fucking ninnies on the right.
God.
A new unbased claim.
They really want to run this country. You know how other countries like corrupt regimes when they take power, the previous king or president or whatever goes in jail or is executed or something like that. Is that the world they want us to live in? Fucking banana republic shit.
The unmasked names of people I'm reading from the link over at Drudge goes to Fox News, so
yes.
We got to get out of here. I'm feeling IQ points flying away from me.
Steve Doocy makes you dumb.
The unmasked names of people associated with Donald Trump were then sent to all those at the National Security Council, some at the Defense Department, then Director National Intelligence James Clapper, then CIA Director John Brennan. Essentially, the officials at the top included former Rice Deputy Ben Rhodes. So she got the names redacted. They all knew at that point that there was some shenaniganry they had heard about with the Russians.
Right.
So in her capacity as the National Security Advisor, she said, well, maybe we need to look into this. And probably what happened was, they were like, let's see what you guys got on what you got on them.
And so that's why she pulled the list for the transition team
and gave it to the CIA director, to the head of the National Security Council, those who should know what's going on.
What are you supposed to do when you suspect that Russia has spies in your fucking house?
Right.
But investigate shit, right?
They're making it sound like the only reason she did it is because Trump won.
Oh, I see. They were going after him.
Oh, yeah.
God, this guy is a narcissist. Everybody's out to get me.
Spicy was asked about it today. And he said, I'm not going to comment on this any further until congressional committees have come to a conclusion. But he did say, it seems to be a lack of interest for the media in these allegations and these revelations while there's this intense coverage of nothing with the Trump Russia links.
God,
there's a reason there's no, the mainstream media isn't jumping on this because there's no there. Of course. Well, what do you mean? The FBI director comes to the administration and says, hey, look, we got some shit. It looks like Flynn,
right,
specifically, and others, Manafort, maybe that slimy Carter Page et al.
Oh my God. I forgot about that guy for a second. He sucks.
Have their whole smell like vodka. and
some people like it like that.
And maybe maybe we should do some looking into this. So
I don't know.
The National Security Advisor would be like, what you got?
It's a National Security Advisor.
So she wanted, they're saying that she wanted to put the names out there. She was one of the ones telling Obama, we should talk about this. We should not
sit on this.
Because of the politics, she was saying we should put this out there.
Obama just didn't want to take it from the right. That's got to be it, right? They just didn't want to deal with the ninnies. And so guess what? The GOP won. Their tactics worked. And now we got Gorsuch.
Right.
And now we got Trump. Because the fucking White House couldn't stomach it. Couldn't stomach what? The fight? They couldn't... Well, I don't understand this.
But meanwhile, also, I've seen other reports from sane outlets, not Fox yes. News, that mention that what she did in the course of an investigation, there's nothing untoward about it.
Right.
That's exactly what she would do.
Right.
Like, it's not like Nunes inventing some brand new process where you got to run, scurry over to the White House in the middle of the night to get the what you're supposed to go then tell the president on TV tomorrow.
Yeah.
Like, you and then put on some theater show that, oh, look what I found, Mr. President. And you run over there
right.
and make a big deal over, I just gave the president this information.
And then nobody... They took his name out of the log, right? The visitor log?
Well, and then you ask him, hey, Devin, what does this have to do with the information you saw? Does it have anything yes. to do with the apps with the Russian Trump controversy?
Yeah, yeah.
Well, no.
Oh, okay.
So not only they're conflating two different things. They're conflating this incidental names that are picked up.
Yes.
Where they... accidentally collect just regular people information who aren't being surveilled. And like I said, they determined that it ain't about them. Okay. They called they made a hair appointment,
right?
They called their hairdresser and the hairdresser doesn't know fuck all that they're cutting the hair of a Russian agent. So,
My God, that hair, the hairdresser,
they sniff around the hairdresser for 5 minutes
blind.
And they realize, well, okay, there's nothing here. Fuck it. They call for a pizza. There's nothing here. Fuck it. And they but they redact the names then because they're not supposed to be collecting willy nilly data.
And they can still get their investigation
Americans.
Done. They can still gather their facts, right? Even with the names redacted.
So it's there are ways to unredact it.
Yes,
especially in the case of an investigation, one would think. And if one gets word that Trump's team has been maybe buying a bunch of cricket phones or burners and down to the 7-Eleven and making calls to Russia, that one might say, hey, NSA, do you guys have anything you've picked up incidentally on them?
Oh, yes. Well, you know, they've got...
There's nothing wrong. Right. It's absolute regular procedure. I saw... several different sources this morning that said that nothing she did is wrong. And this hashtag that's fucking trending, or it was trending, Susan Rice, on the Twitter is right-wing nutjobs and Russians and thousands of bots losing their minds saying, look, 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 Trump's vindicated.
Yeah. That's so fucking ridiculous.
And Fox and fiends. But there's no... Even Fox said, buried in their story, that there's... no connection that she leaked, that this department leaked. But she really wanted to. That's the story.
That is the Fox move, man.
Where else would it come from?
Just planting the seed of bullshit.
Yeah.
I read somewhere there's this thing called the Presidential Records Act, and that Schindler, supposedly in his administration, they're the worst at keeping tabs on stuff. They have horrible record keeping. And like, for instance, they don't know who's coming in and out of the winter White House.
Oh, well, they won't give it. Yeah, they're the Democrats are trying to pass that. They won't go anywhere.
Yeah.
But they're trying to pass that legislation to
the Mar-a-Lago Act
that we see that we see, because he's treating that, he calls it the winter White House or the Southern White House.
So
that, well, then we, the people, need to see who's coming and going.
Right. You know, and then they also said that he's bad at record keeping. And also there's lots of people in his administration that use those apps, those encrypted apps to send messages.
That you're not supposed to.
Right. And he's not supposed to delete his tweets either.
Right.
Because it's record.
Yeah.
And then Bannon doesn't use paper.
Well, that's it. He doesn't want anything on record.
This is the shadiest administration ever.
It's pretty fucking creepy, yeah.
God.
So over at the Drudge. Oh, it's Susan Rice. It's Susan Rice.
God. It's the ultimate hypocrisy.
And there's
reasonable,
and they got nothing.
Yeah, there's reasonable evidence that Flynn and a bunch of Trump lackeys were sucking off Putin.
Oh my God, Susan Rice was doing her job. Gasp.
Well, that's weird. For a GOP person, that guy's doing their job. How disturbing.
I noticed I fucked up something on Facebook. I put the wrong link with the wrong headline.
Oh, shit.
I just remedied that as we were speaking. Okay.
Good job. Follow us on Facebook, facebook.com/crabdiving.
Yeah, so Trump, in between, loved visiting this person, blah, blah, blah. He's just the last couple of days on Saturday. When will Sleepy Eyes, Chuck Todd,
Sleepy Eyes,
and NBC News start talking about the Obama, and then all capitals, surveillance scandal, and stop with the fake Trump Russia story, which God, is not fake. There's a story.
There's evidence, right? There's shit.
It's indisputable,
right,
at this point, that Russia did meddle in our election as best it could.
And they're investigating
it. And it's indisputable that their reasoning was to, A, hurt Hillary Clinton.
Yes.
And possibly, B, help Donald J.
To me, the most damning.
That's what they're looking. And they're looking for collusion. There's right. no. And there's contact. There's admitted contact.
Yeah.
There's admitted contact. Manafort was fired because of contact.
Right.
Carter Page was fired because of contact.
Flynn
was fired because he lied about contact. So there's nothing there. Fucking morons. There's a lot there.
And then what about I heard somebody examining the trail between Trump's tweets and when these fake news stories would come out. And he would pick up the stories,
right,
and
yeah.
he would tweet about them.
Well, there was a story the other day that they have bots set for when he tweets, that they tweet their shit to him.
Yeah.
Because they know he's online, and they hope that by some miracle he's going to glance at one of their fake stories and retweet it.
So when you say there are bots out there, so they
set something that says, when Trump tweets, send this tweet.
Good God.
Back to him immediately. Yeah. So they don't have to sit there and look.
Right.
So the instant he tweets, they're sending tweets to him of all their bullshit.
I just don't.
Hoping that he'll retweet it, a fake story of theirs.
Right. I just don't know what the GOP expects from America. I don't know why anybody would ever vote for you guys. They're the worst party. They're the worst party.
Well, this story over the weekend.
Their fault.
Nick Kristof wrote for you put up on our Facebook. He wrote a piece for the New York Times. He went to Oklahoma, talked to a bunch of Trumpalos, and who are a little disillusioned now, but almost to a person said they're still supporting him.
Because they feel like if they vote for Hillary, they're voting for the fucking Satan.
Well, and I wonder if any of them are lying and they just feel too stupid to admit how profoundly fucking stupid they were to vote for him. Like, they might be like, okay, we're going to keep supporting him.
I don't know about you.
Because I voted for him.
But that is definitely true. Because you have a wide political variety, I guess, of Facebook friends, don't you? You have conservatives,
sure.
liberals.
Yeah.
I don't
put my politics on my personal Facebook
page. Yeah, but you might see it.
Right.
In a feed.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
I mean, I don't hear from my right-wing nut job friends that much on Facebook. I don't see them tweeting, really.
Yeah.
I mean, what are they going to do? Tweet pro-Trump shit? Mr. Putin? I mean, I think you're right. I think they feel shame.
I do have some, and their loudest thing right now is they're buying what Fox is selling. Oh, I can't believe the Dems don't care about the leaks and that Negro's spying on wonderful Mr. Trump. Probably looking at Melania naked, even though
right.
you can Google it.
Yeah, yeah, you can see that wherever you fucking want.
April 1st, he tweeted, it's the same fake news media that said there's no path to victory for Trump that is now pushing the phony Russian story, a total scam. This is our president.
Is that April Fool's, though?
Well, yeah, on all of us. It's been since January 20th. It's been April fucking Fools for all of us.
He tweets more like a Perez Hilton than a president. I mean, it's bananas.
Oh, man. He retweeted Donald Trump signs executive orders on trade that will set stage for a revival in American manufacturing. That's the one he didn't sign.
Oh, shit.
Remember, he got asked. He started getting asked questions about Flynn, and he scurried out of the room without signing it.
He just left it there. And then fucking, what's his
Pence
face?
Pence slithered back.
God, have you ever noticed how weird Pence looks when he's standing in the room at a press event with Schittler? He looks at Schittler and just kind of rests his eyes on him and sort of smiles. Very motherly, you know? It's very fucking odd.
He's kind of only got that one, that creepy
look.
Yeah.
Expression.
That, well, it's that Stepford Christian look that... That we're supposed to walk around looking like we love everybody, but we really hate everybody else.
I don't know what Look. People find appealing in him. How did he get married? Did he get like...
Well,
was
it's
he,
a Christo thing. They're both Christo loons.
Yeah, I know. I just don't see... How the fuck do you find... Even with the Jesus, even with divine intervention, how do you find anything attractive about Mike Pence?
I saw some comedian tweeted Pence... never ate with a woman. Pence has never eaten a woman.
Oh, shit.
And a lot of... he's gay.
Give me some of that dick.
Yeah, not that there's anything wrong with that.
He can eat alone with a man all he wants.
There's a lot of, oh, closet case, people are saying.
Right.
They're getting that vibe from Pence. A little toe-tapping action.
Well, I mean, he's so fucking outwardly hateful to gay people.
Yeah, right.
It's like a fascination or something.
What are you scared of?
I don't know.
I mean, really? Are you afraid you're going to get butt raped?
Because this would be disturbing because he is vice president. Is he disturbed that gay guys fucking each other or lesbians fucking each other upsets the fabric
that's
of the universe?
The thing. Yeah, that's why America...
And fissure in the galaxy?
Sure, that's why... It's not the fracking that's causing the Oklahoma earthquakes. It's a couple of gay guys licking each other's holes in San Francisco.
So if you believe that, is that not crazy? That makes me...
Well, of course
that's
it's crazy.
That's our fucking vice president.
Listen to Faithless Friday.
And that's
all crazy.
And that's the guy who, if Schittler gets impeached, who's in charge?
Yeah. When Schittler gets impeached.
That sucks.
Well, it depends. We're going to need to... do some serious thinking as a nation here of what we're going to have to do, because we ain't got no precedent for a president being removed for election fraud and shenaniganry and collusion, treason,
well,
collusion with a foreign adversary.
Unfortunately, it's...
I mean, I don't see how that can't not just...
I don't know.
Just mulligan. We got to take a mulligan on this election.
Well, don't you?
Because it's just not fair.
But unfortunately, it's the Democrats, right, that are dealing with this, that have the moral high ground. And really, they should be pushing the Republicans to declare the election to be invalid. That should be a point of fucking discussion.
Yeah, well, the Republicans right now, all they're doing is making sure... that they're going to be able to stay in power as much as possible.
I don't know how they won't, because you see, the Democrats are going to want to be civil and nice, and the Republicans are going to be little bitchy, little whiny crybabies about it, and the Dems are just going to give in. They're going to give in like they did with that Iraq fucking war. They voted for it. They're going to give in. They let the fucking Republicans steal the SCOTUS. I guess they didn't have a fucking choice. They just give in over and over, and the fucking Supreme Court took the election way back when from Bush. The Dems don't have a good track record for standing up to the GOP.
Yeah.
They just fucking don't. Because the GOP is not cursed with being polite and civil and nice. They're assholes.
Not anymore. Yeah, they used to.
When? I don't even remember that.
Way back, they used to pretend.
Pre-Gingrich. You got to go back.
Oh, yeah. Before Reagan. Reagan really...
was a... cock.
Yeah, horrified the I mean, WHORE, yes. Or dash ified the GOP,
especially
to megalithic levels. Yeah,
you know, I just don't. I mean, it's really sad because I feel like we've got a bunch of brilliant liberals and Democrats in government. Unfortunately, they're all very nice. I mean, at least Cory Booker testified against Jeff Sessions in that fucking hearing.
Yeah.
But God, what else? Where's our outrage?
A new poll from Thursday, a couple days ago.
Yes.
From PPP.
PPP.
Public Policy Polling.
Right.
Very alliterative. National survey results.
Ooh.
Registered voters. Margin of error, about 3-ish%.
Perfect.
Blah, blah, blah. Do you approve or disapprove of President Donald Trump's job performance?
I love him.
40% approve, 53% disapprove.
40%
Meanwhile,
approve.
There was another poll last week that gave him a 35.
Oh, so a 35.
You average them out, it's probably 37-ish between many of the polls.
Dude, I know that's low.
That's bad.
I understand that. But
you still, there's 35 who are like,
a lot
go
of
Trump.
Fucking people.
We
man.
Love what he's done. What point what to what
done?
Has he done? Well, the dummies we talked about last week that they interviewed, the Trumpanzees, that one woman in Kentucky, she was in that one piece where her son got fired and lost his health care. He turned around and found out it was going to cost him $500 a month to keep his health care.
Right.
Which he, now having no job, could not afford. Went and signed up for KYNECT.
And it solved everything, right?
Is Obamacare.
Oh, shit. Don't tell people that.
And it saved his life. He's now paying $80 a month.
Damn.
Or something for the same kind of coverage. She's thrilled about it. She thanks the Lord. And thanks President Trump for repealing Obamacare.
Oh, that's right. Well, who cares? Like, at least that's a good ending. That's a good outcome. Who cares what she thinks? She's dumb as fuck, I guess.
She's thanking Trump. She's one of the 40% that is like, go Trump.
Well, at least the outcome is good. Her son has coverage.
But she's going to vote Trump again.
Maybe.
She's going to vote GOP again.
Well, maybe she'll croak before the next midterm or... I don't know.
No, she's on Obamacare.
Oh, you're right.
They're on Obamacare.
You're so stupid. They're so fucking stupid.
It's beyond frustrating. The story that Nick Kristof wrote about these, his point is that they are upset. Each person he interviewed is personally upset with Donald Trump for defunding a program that keeps them alive or benefits them greatly.
And he said he was going to do it.
And we came out with that budget and they said, well, we hope he doesn't do that. But we're still going to vote for him if he runs again.
Why don't you vote for the guy that you know is not going to fucking do that?
There was a woman who said, well, I'm really hoping he changes his mind on that one budget thing, because if he takes it away, I mean, I'll just have to sit at home and die.
That's fine with Trump. That's fine with Trump. He's fine with you dying.
But I'll go and vote for him again.
Right. That is bananas.
But then they interviewed another guy who was like, it was a job finding program. Right. And he's like, this program saved my life. This government socialism program saved my life, found me a job.
Right.
But if they take that away, they shouldn't take that away. They should take away those damn Obama phones.
Right. Fucking sense.
They're Bush phones, because that fucking program started under goddamn George W. And secondly, they're not paid for by tax money. It's subsidized by donations from the mobile industry.
Which is fucking awesome. That's awesome. Like, I love that. I love shit like that. You're giving poor people phones. That means they can, you know, call other people and do shit that they might need to do.
But
and
Trump,
function.
Moron. In, I think it was it Colorado? Oh, Oklahoma. Trump moron in Oklahoma.
Obama phone.
Right. Thinks it's coming out of his pocket and that Obama started it. And is just dropping cricket phones over the south side of Chicago.
Oh, yes.
And
North of Nova.
And Watts in Los Angeles.
Yeah.
And
all these
black
phones.
People are getting free stuff that I'm not getting.
And you know,
well, what about that job program?
Or what about some
that you took advantage of?
What about some rich cunt CEO that got a huge fucking bonus?
All right.
And his company gets shit tons of corporate welfare.
And you know why he got that bonus? If he's a chemical company, he got that bonus because he saved hundreds of millions of dollars in fines.
Oh, yes.
By being able to fleece the system and socializing
right.
their cleanup of their toxic waste.
That's where they love socialism.
Oh, absolutely. Socialized losses. Yeah.
And now it's legal. They can just dump their shit into a stream. Isn't that lovely? How the fuck did this happen? I've got a bunch of sociopaths in charge of everything.
A lot of dumb people.
It sucks.
Do you have a favorable or unfavorable opinion of Donald Trump?
Oh, come on.
Not his job performance, just him as an entity.
100% unfavorable. What is he good
53%
for?
Unfavorable.
What does he do that's good?
41% favorable.
Good God. You guys are drunk.
For what capacity? As ballast?
Well,
what is he? Fuck, what is the man good for?
As weight? Is that what you said? Yeah. Golf? Damn, dude. If you are playing golf and you
I
want
understand he's a good golfer.
A partner, that's the guy.
Well, he probably cheats.
Yeah, and he's probably an asshole on the court. On the court, jeez, on the green. How many times does he say the N-word?
Every time he hits a home run out on the court.
Oh, yes.
Oh, God, yeah.
In golf rehearsal? God.
I like to call my caddy boy. Who would you rather was president? Mike Pence or Donald Trump?
Oh, God. All right.
Interesting.
Pence, I guess. I mean,
28% said Pence. 36% said Trump. 36% not sure. You can't make me. That's a Sophie's yeah. choice. You can't make me choose.
I think you have to choose the guy who you think is least likely to blow us up.
I'm
and
thinking
I think
Pence,
Pence.
Yeah, Pence will be terrifying in different ways. But again,
well, Pence is terrifying.
We're not going to go into World War III with Pence. I don't think
we wouldn't, because isn't that his thing? Rapture, end of the world, end times, apocalypse.
Yeah,
blah 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 blah.
I guess.
I mean, he's an ideologue.
I think he wants to bring it about more by like. You know, making sure gay people are kicked out of the country stuff, so that when the rapture comes,
yeah,
there's a big Christo bubble over the United States, ooh, preventing the horsemen from coming in and shitting on people.
Oh yes,
and
some people
them.
Love that, but I mean, how's the apocalypse going to be on his fucking terms?
On Mike Pence's?
Yeah.
Well, they that's the thing about them. They all believe in their own personal. View
the universe is constructed on my fucking terms.
It's amazing,
man,
that all of these people's gods,
yes,
versions of their god,
right,
miraculously 100% agree with their social and moral views.
I tell you what, I prayed a little bit that the Cubs would pull it out at the end of that game yesterday, opening day, and they fucking lost.
They almost got there though. What just didn't pray hard enough.
But what was God doing?
It's because there were a couple of lesbians licking each other.
Oh, really?
Somewhere. God's like, your Cubs aren't going to win. There's some sodomy going on.
He wasn't answering the prayers of some kid with cancer. I don't know.
He's busy, man. He's got
I got to smite some gay people. I don't have time to cure your leukemia. Sorry.
He's trying to keep trans people out of bathrooms and stuff.
Jesus Christ. Fucking stupid.
Do you think Donald Trump is honest?
Oh, sure. Why not?
39% say yes. What? Proving, again, that the American educational system is just in shambles.
So, for some reason, these supporters of the Shitler, they don't care what he does. They don't give a fuck. They only care what the fuck he says.
55% of the people say the president is not honest. 55% of the people say the president is not honest.
Shit, man. We have a liar in the fucking White House.
Do you support or oppose the proposal House Republicans made this month, known as the American Health Care Act? The Obamacare repeal that was going to, you know, kick 20 million people off of health care.
Who supports that?
Nobody. 56% oppose. Only 23%, but it was down to 17. Remember?
Even
some of the loony Freedom Caucusers who voted against it said this has a 17% approval rating. This bill.
Why are we passing it?
Right.
It's insane. We're supposed to do what the people fucking want, and mathematically, the people don't want that. I mean, it's 22 fucking percent. You dick.
Which of the following would you most like to see the Congress do
yes.
about the Affordable Care Act, given the choices of keeping what works and fixing what doesn't, or repeal it and start over with a new health care law?
Ooh. Jeez.
Now, adults
yes.
and sane people,
they would want to fix it,
would say, well, if there's stuff that's working, that's good about it, well, we want to keep that. And if there's stuff that needs work, hey, let's work on that, which is, I believe, what Democrats have been saying for 8 years.
Because of the way the pieces fit together, it's difficult to repeal it, right? To make it go away. Or to just piecemeal it.
Well, they could. It's difficult to, right, to repeal it piecemeal. They can't.
They can't say, oh, we don't want this part, but we want to keep that part.
Right. Like the mandate. They wanted to get rid of the mandate, but the mandate is kind of what keeps the whole thing afloat.
Yeah.
Younger people have to pay in so that older people and sicker people who tend to be more sick,
right,
older people, don't have to pay exorbitant prices.
Okay. But they want to get rid of that. They're fuckheads.
No. 62% say fix it. Keep
fix
what's
it.
Good. Keep Obamacare. And just fix it. 62%. 32% say start over.
We have a president where nobody, the majority, no, there's not a majority of Americans that support anything he stands for.
None of them.
They don't.
Almost none of them.
They don't even like his cabinet appointees. They don't like his fucking laws. They don't like his shit.
And how are these people representatives? How are any of those Republicans, Paul Sniveling Dick Lick Ryan,
how is
that foul creature not voting or voting for his own bill that he put forth when I'm sure his constituents, even in Kenosha, have enough knowledge that
even in Kenosha,
that they, no offense, Kenosha, that they,
ooh, they're going to take offense to that,
are, that they don't want that bill either. He's not representing his people of his district. He's representing his high school jerk off fantasy to Fountainhead or
yeah,
to what's
he's
that
thinking
other
about
horrible Ayn Rand book?
Right. He's thinking about how do I further my fucking political career?
Right.
How do I perpetuate my time here? How do
I and that Ayn Rand philosophy
yeah, yeah.
of his?
Does this Paul Ryan think he has a path to the fucking White House?
Yeah, yeah.
Is that what's going on here? Mm. Because
he did. I think in the way the Republican Party has now turned into Russian whores.
Yes.
I don't see how the Republican Party is going to recover from this. I mean, once it finally blows up,
right.
I don't see it not blowing up. I don't see Trump's trying his
this is
most
not going
hard
away.
To make it go away, and it's just not.
We don't. I mean, if the American people don't see some justice on this or some sort of resolution,
and you can keep a third of the people stupid.
Yes. Yes.
Two thirds of us are not.
Is
and two thirds of us are looking into the shit.
Right.
And there's still a lot of journalists out there. There's still the Washington Post. There's still the New York Times who are breaking their balls to
right.
drag this guy into the sewer, back into the
good
sewer where he belongs and all the
guy.
Scum with him.
Ugh. I mean, nobody. It's just such a weird fucking time. I remember when George Bush Sr. was elected, not very popular at all. I mean, I remember towards
he must have been an infant.
Oh, yeah. Sin. Oh, yeah.
You were into politics when you were three, Ryan?
No, George Sr. Oh, yes. I was shitting myself. But nobody fucking liked him. No one. And I remember I was in Georgia. Nobody liked him. This guy would train his dog to bark when he heard the word George Bush. I don't know. Maybe that wasn't a real thing.
And when he saw black people.
Oh, yeah, that too. People hate Schindler, dude. That's amazing. Those numbers are fucking amazing.
Who do you think was more responsible for the failure of the American Health Care Act? Paul Ryan or Donald Trump?
How do you choose? I'm going to say Trump because it's his thing, right? Although the GOP wanted to repeal it.
Yeah,
more
I mean, I think I would go Ryan because it's his baby that he constructed and without caring. This is, again, not listening to the populist wave Trump was out there saying, I ain't touching Medicare. I'm not going to touch Social Security.
Because he would have lost.
And the people liked that. A lot of people liked him saying that.
Yes.
I'm going to bring you guys jobs. I'm not touching Social Security. I'm not touching Medicare. Everybody should have health care.
Fuck you.
And then he gets into office and he says, I don't care, Ryan, do something. Get rid of that Obamacare because I promised him I'd get rid of it. And then Paul Ryan.
Right.
Probably fills up mason jars of cum with so thrilled to be able to have willy-nilly.
How many mason jars?
I don't know. He works out a lot.
Gaggle. I got a baker's dozen.
But he, beside himself, to put forth his dream Ooh. Hatchet job to every entitlement, which I hate that term.
You're right. It is Paul Ryan's fault.
So every heinous, horrible, evil thing he's wanted, it was like he figured, oh, this is great. That dummy in the White House is just going to sign whatever I send him.
Yeah, yeah. And meanwhile, the GOP.
This is our chance.
Oh, my God. And then the GOP, for years, they've been bitching about Obamacare anyway. So it is their baby. You're right. This is the Congress's baby.
And most people agree. 42% say Paul Ryan. 33% say Donald Trump.
Why didn't Donald Trump ease off on this?
Politically, we need to hang it on Trump.
Oh, absolutely. But why didn't Trump let the GOP hang themselves with this? Why did he take this?
Well, he's kind of going that way because at first he tried to blame the Democrats and the world laughed at him.
Right.
Remember? Oh, yeah. But he's like, the Democrats, it's very hard to do anything when not one Democrat voted for us. But Donald, you have a majority.
Yeah, dickhead. You don't need the Democrats.
You don't need the Democrats.
Shit.
And I think even he realized that wasn't going to fly because then he went out with those series of tweets against the Freedom Caucus, right? He named a couple of them, Raul Labrador. Called out a few of them. So
what is it about Schiller? He's got to do shit on his own, man. I don't need you. I don't need this.
He's got to win.
He told the world. He's like, we can handle Korea on our own. North Korea. We don't need any other allies.
Healthcare is going to be easy.
Oh, yeah.
I'm going to get something on the first day. We're going to repeal this. We're going to replace it with something much better. It's going to be easy.
He is ruling the wrong country.
It's going to be easy. And he said that. They played that tape. I saw it again yesterday. And then he said, in the middle of the healthcare bullshit, who knew healthcare was so complicated?
Well, you didn't, because you said it was easy earlier.
Who knew 12% of the GDP was so complicated, or whatever percentage it is.
I don't know why anybody would think it would not be complicated. Did he not watch the news?
This is a man
for like 2 years
who has never done his taxes his entire existence. Yeah. You know.
Right. He doesn't know.
He's always had, to quote him, hired a Jew. I believe is the tape from the 80s, right? Where he said, for the money you should hire a good Jewish accountant.
You know, I know we've said in the past that fucking Trump does not care about that, about people being Jewish or not. I don't know, man. I don't know. The guy grew up with that dad who was probably racist as fuck. He didn't want to rent to minorities. It's hard for me to believe this guy's not a big anti-Semitic twunt, Trump, you know? I mean, all of the earmarks are there. Being a racist. Yes?
There was a... it says there's a breaking story, but we got
this
tweeted.
This just in.
Reince Priebus. Oh, I think this is... I don't think this is... I think this is funny. I think this is funny, right?
No, I have no idea.
Reince Priebus leaves the White House to... this has got to be fake.
What is it? What's the headline?
Oh, this is funny. It's funny. Reince Priebus leaves the White House.
Yes.
This is from Celeste.
Oh, he's leaving. Not just leaving to get a burger. He's quitting.
Broadway rocked the political world this morning as it was announced that the 2017-18 season would have two new producers, Reince Priebus and Scott Walker.
Oh, come on.
The two Republicans announced they were leaving their respective offices, effective immediately.
To make theater?
Anticipating the world premiere of their Broadway-bound new musical, Johnson. No, the other one.
Oh, God.
Oh, and it's about Andrew Johnson. It's a parody piece.
Okay. Funny.
So, Reince Priebus, not... getting ready to leave.
Nine.
It's a funny. Thank you.
And by the way, Reince, how do you say it?
Reince.
Reince. You've got a fucked up name, dude. I mean, it's very Nazi. Reince. It's very creepy, don't you think?
So tweet us during the show. Thank you, Embrace Madness, at Celeste Pewter.
Oh, yes.
For participating.
Let us know how crazy you think Reince Priebus' name is.
Would you support or oppose a law we're still doing, looking at the PPP poll.
Oh, yes.
Would you support or oppose a law requiring that a candidate for president release 5 years of tax returns in order to appear on the ballot?
Would we what? Are we for that or against it? I'm for that.
5 years?
Yeah, yeah.
10 years?
Oh, how about 1 year? We'll take anything. We don't know with this guy.
Overwhelmingly, 58% support a law that a presidential candidate must release 5 years of tax returns. 33% oppose it. What's wrong with that one third of the people who are like, no, I don't think you should make them. It's only because of him.
Yeah, they think they live in a culture where white people are punished for being rich.
A year pre-Trump, if we can remember back to the beautiful days before this hellstorm. And you would have asked one of these Republican lunatics, because I have no doubt that 33% that voted are all Trump voters.
No, Trumpansies.
Because who else would, you know, that those people, those hypocrites, if you would have said, do you think, what if Hillary refused to release her fucking tax returns? Imagine.
Or just like 1 year she didn't release or something like that. They would lose.
What if she got to hide about that year?
Fucking mind. I can't believe they don't see what kind of double standard this is.
So you can't tell me that this 33% is not all Trump voters. And it would have been much lower if there was no Trump in existence. I think they would have all, most of them would have voted. Well, yeah, I think we should see their tax returns.
Absolutely.
But now that Trump, they're like, well, I don't think you need to see them.
Man baby knows what's right. He knows what's good.
61% say Trump should release his tax returns. Again, 33% say he should not.
Man baby's not going to lie to us. How dare you?
Do you have a favorable or unfavorable opinion of Russia?
Well, I mean,
whatever Trump is selling, it ain't working, because only 13% have a favorable.
That's a lot.
Opinion of Russia. 64% have an unfavorable opinion.
Didn't they just beat the shit out of some protesters this week, or illegally jailed people this weekend or something?
Well, in Chechnya, they're rounding up gay people, allegedly.
God. Why do we want our country to look like that?
Do you have a favorable or unfavorable opinion of Vladimir Putin?
Come on. Who likes him?
9%.
Like him?
Yeah, favorable. 72% say no. That's pretty massive when it comes to this shit.
Wow.
Do you support or oppose an independent investigation into Russia's involvement in the 2016 presidential election and ties to key presidential aides?
Well, I'm going to say, I don't know. Do you oppose the investigation?
Yes. An independent investigation. So not...
Oh, that's a high number. I'm going to say that's a high number.
Congressional liar fucks.
50% oppose.
62% support an independent investigation. Almost 2 out of 3 people in the United States say, let's have an independent investigation and get this done with.
But do they know what that means, I wonder? They know.
They said into Russia's involvement.
Right.
In the 2016...
But do they know that could lead to Schindler's impeachment?
And ties to key presidential aides. That was pretty specific. And the next question. Who do you think Russia wanted to win the 2016 election? Hillary Clinton or Donald Trump?
Everybody's got to think it was Trump.
God, 22% said they think Russia wanted Clinton to win. What
the fuck?
Those are really dumb people, because there's no way. Uncle Nipples hates Hillary Clinton.
Yeah, and also,
and it was a kind of a personal vendetta.
It kind of makes sense, though, in a way, with how they think. They say, oh, you're spying on Russia. And then
you're
they
the
say,
puppet.
You're spying on Russia. So Hillary's in collusion with Russia, whatever. Canoodling.
I'm rubbing your glue.
Oh, yeah. The party of maturity and racism and adults, guns and... God, speaking of guns, by the way, enough of this guns on campus bullshit. Enough.
There's more.
Fucking enough. Everybody's approving these measures. In some states, like, you can have guns on campus, but no guns in frats or dorms. So where the fuck do you keep
your
gun? Well,
that's not fair, yeah.
Yeah, if any place... God, you know what's so funny? If you need a gun anywhere, it would be a woman at a frat house, don't you think? You're raped by some alpha male motherfucker bro in sandals.
She was passed out. She was asking for it.
Right. She should wear a bulletproof bodysuit.
Look, Putin, from everything I see, has no respect for this person.
Well, that's because he'd rather have a puppet as president of
no
the United
puppet,
States.
No puppet.
And it's pretty clear.
You're the puppet.
It's pretty clear you won't admit that the Russians have engaged in cyber attacks against the United States of America, that you encouraged espionage against our people, that you are willing to spout the Putin line, sign up for his wish list, break up NATO, do whatever he wants to do, and that you continue to get help from him because he has a very clear favorite in this race.
There
Jesus
you go.
Christ.
That's last October, ladies and germs.
God damn. He has a very
Nobody
clear
talked
favorite
about it.
In this race.
Nobody talked about it before the election.
God. You know Hillary's people were so pissed that they didn't come out with all this bullshit. I mean, I would lose my mind.
If president comes out, or God, if evidence comes out that proves conclusively that members of Donald Trump's campaign team worked in association with Russia to help Trump win the election, do you think Trump should continue to serve as president, or do you think he should resign?
Let him serve. He was elected fair and square by the...
Yeah, 53% say he should resign, which is a majority, but... Goddamn, 39% say he should continue to serve as president. We just told you. Evidence came out that his team colluded with Russia.
Don't you care?
He should resign.
Don't they care?
No, they won. They're so evil. They're so lack of morals and lack of integrity. They don't care. They won. And they're like, God damn it. Trump's going to get the fags out of the country. Trump's going to kick the immigrants out
Your
of the country.
Your guy is on the wrong side.
Trump is going to do everything we love.
Yeah, yeah.
I don't care. If Russia helped him, thank Russia. I've heard that.
Thank Russia.
We've heard that.
Oh, yeah. Well, he kind of said that. He said, well, hey, listen, if Russia hacked into Hillary's emails and found some shit and exposed it, I wouldn't care.
And there have been other traitors out there, Republicans who've said, oh, well, you know, who cares if Russia helped him? We should be thanking Russia.
God. That's insane. It's fucking bananas.
Do you think the Russia story is fake news or not? 48% say they do not. 39% say it's fake.
That's news. A lot. That's a fucking lot, man. We're so stupid.
Do you think Barack Obama tapped Donald Trump's phones during the last year? Or
that
not,
is
59% are like, no. 30% of this country
said yes.
Yeah.
And I want to know how they did it then. How did they tap the phones? And if Obama really did tap the phones, wouldn't we find out about it? Wouldn't you be able to file for some Freedom of Information Act to see, I don't know, any paperwork?
If there's paperwork.
That would allow for the... I mean, you got to take the cameras and the microphones out of their box and rent them from some fucking place at the CIA, right? You can't just...
Yeah, there's always somebody fucks up somewhere.
Right.
And you're trying to cover up. Look, watch what's happening now.
Oh, my God.
Do you support or oppose building a wall with Mexico?
I love it.
If American taxpayers have to pay up front for the wall.
No. Mexico's paying for it.
55%. Oppose building the wall if Americans have to pay for it up front.
Jeez.
Remember Trump's like,
oh, yeah.
We might have to pay for it first, but Mexico's eventually going to pay for it.
Oh, right. But it started out with a fucking chant.
Well, that's a lie.
Who's going to pay for it? Mexico.
37% of the dummies out there still want to build a wall. Mexico.
So stupid. Why are you afraid of Mexican people? Why are you an idiot?
Which do you think has more credibility, CNN or Donald Trump? 53% CNN.
That's it.
39% Donald Trump.
Damn. That's a lot of people that think.
Would you support, this is bad for him, would you support or oppose impeaching Donald Trump?
Hell yes.
44% support and climbing.
Ooh, that is very bad. What happens when that number gets too high? Where the Republicans just say, okay, yes, we tried, we're done, bye-bye.
No, the Republicans will suddenly find evidence. As much as it kills us to report, we have evidence that there was collusion between the Trump team.
Doesn't, you know...
They'll throw Nunes under some kind of bus.
Yes. Doesn't Trump understand it?
And they'll try to put Pence in.
Oh, right. Well, I mean, try. They're going to. It'll just be a normal...
If they can keep it away from him, yeah. If there's no proof that he found out at some point along the road about the Russian bullshit. Because remember, early on when he was picked, he was being interviewed, and he said, well, I disagree with the president on Russia, on his stance with Russia, because Vladimir Putin is a thug.
Oh, yeah.
And he's a criminal and all this. And then the next day, you never heard a word about Russia from Pence.
Yeah, somebody was told to shut the fuck up.
So.
God, I don't know.
This is amusing.
Yes.
Do you approve or disapprove the job Mitch McConnell is doing as Senate Majority Leader?
How long has he been in charge?
I don't since
forever.
It feels like forever.
We need term limits, don't you think?
You know, I'm not. Part of me yes, part of me no. Because sometimes, you know, if you find a good one, it's kind of hard to.
Yeah.
It's kind of hard, but then there's that.
For every good one, though,
does power corrupt after a while, and even the good ones, you know, start to get a little tainted after a while. So maybe I would be, I think I ultimately support
term limits.
Yeah.
You know, if somebody has to go back to
and laws against lobbying.
Right. I mean, if you have to go back to your private sector job, you know, that's a thing. Maybe you would govern differently or something. Yeah.
Do you approve or disapprove? Or McConnell, by the way, is not beloved. 19% approval rating.
Is that his personality or his looks? Or is this a combined score?
Job approval.
What he does. Dang, Mitch. If people think you're not doing a good job and then they're not impressed with that.
Which is less than Paul Ryan.
Right.
Who only has a 21%, but 2% more than Mitch.
Mitch is, you know, Mitch, you can't afford to be unlikable.
But Paul Ryan's disapproval rating.
Yes.
61%.
Damn.
More than Trump.
God, that's amazing. And that was the best guy the GOP could find to be the Speaker of the House. He has a fucking approval rating in the shitter.
Maybe it has to do with this other, maybe they think he's hot.
Oh, he's good looking?
Maybe it has to do with that other story. Did you see I put up on Facebook? There was some study that was done in Finland or something by some brainiacs. And a reporter or a columnist for the Oregonian in Oregon, I'm assuming, the newspaper in Oregon.
In Minnesota.
Wrote a column using their theory from this study in Finland.
Yes.
And the study in Finland found that conservatives put more emphasis on good looks in their candidates than liberals. Like they care more about someone being good looking than maybe being qualified.
So like,
so this person wrote,
yes.
Douglas Perry over at the Oregonian is now being pilloried on the on social media for writing a column that says the secret to Donald Trump's success might be his physical attractiveness. Study concludes.
Based on that?
Physically attractive?
Oh my God.
What physical attractiveness?
I mean, a lot of people, you know, if you're sometimes.
Is there anybody that finds Donald Trump attractive? Physically attractive?
Not, you know, if you're going to find somebody like that attractive, you can't look at the whole person. You got to find one part of their body and you got to concentrate on it. His wrist.
His tiny, dainty little wrists.
I think so.
This guy says, President Donald Trump has insisted the mainstream media is pushing fake news called Journalist Enemy of the People, but what follows might give him reason to rethink that opinion. His success in winning votes and the same success of his fellow Republican politicians just might be due to their physical attractiveness.
No shit.
So this guy's saying, wow, the Republicans are a bunch of fucking hotties.
So he thought the Republicans were more attractive than Democrats? Is that true?
I don't. Out of his mind.
I mean, okay, so let's think about it. The GOP, the ugliest one I can think of is who? Mitch. He's the ugliest GOP guy. I mean, come on.
Yeah, Louie Gohmert.
No, that face Mitch has, his disappearing chin. And his,
Blake Fahrenholt?
Listen to me. Mitch the Bitch's face from here all the way down to his neck, yeah, from the tip of his nose to his neck.
It's a Dolly painting.
Yeah, it goes in at a decline. It, like, cuts
in. You know, he's an older man who apparently wasn't much of a looker when he was a younger man.
I would hope at least when he was a younger man, he would have been good looking, because that would explain his hero personality.
I think the evil has twisted his looks.
I mean, if he spent the whole
sociopathy.
Yeah, if he spent his whole life as an ugly person, you would think he would have a better personality now.
So yeah, apparently there's people that think that Trump is attractive.
Ugh.
And this guy is postulating, well, you know, Trump's good looks.
Postulating?
Trump's good looks.
He's good. That doesn't make any fucking sense.
Listen to this. Trump, often described by journalists as good looking and even dashing when he was an up-and-coming real estate developer in the 70s,
dashing,
has long understood the power of beauty. The
right.
Bathing suits got smaller and the heels got higher and the ratings went up, he once said, of his revamping of Miss Universe.
Oh, my God. Miss Universe? He's saying the women got hotter when he did Miss Universe?
The bathing suits got smaller and the heels got higher and the ratings went up. So he's obviously knowledgeable of beauty, Ryan. Who is this guy, fucking columnist from the Oregonian?
I was going to say, our president is, I guess he can tout the fact that he brought sexy back to the Miss Universe contest.
Well, I guess.
I don't know. He said the bathing suits got smaller.
Yeah,
and everybody got hotter, so.
Yeah, he brought Brazilian waxes and.
There's something then, right? There's something. He did something positive. That's a good thing in his resume, I guess.
Jan Erik Lundqvist.
He hotted up.
Professor of social psychology at the University of Helsinki.
Nine!
Published a study last month concluding that conservative voters in the U.S., Europe, and elsewhere value good looks in political candidates more than liberal voters.
No, because the conservative voters are stupid.
The methodology, because it's social science, is a bit squishy.
Yes. Ooh.
Participants looked at ideological, political publications and rated physical attractiveness. Okay, blah, blah, blah.
We get it.
Yeah, I mean, we get it. It's not like you can measure
the GOP is superficial.
The temperature of something or whatever. You're talking to humans, so there's going to be squishiness.
The racist, sexist GOP, they're superficial. I know that's a shocker. Guys, contain your amazement. Don't be bewildered.
Beauty is, of course, in the eye of the beholder, and even more so in politics than in beauty pageants. So what some voters consider physical attractiveness is simply better grooming, Lundqvist concludes. A typical right-leaning political candidate, it seems, tends to excel at combing their hair, while a typical left-leaning one tends to be Bernie Sanders. Fuck you!
That is such a bullshit fucking... That's a bullshit statement! That is not true! Think about... My God,
I mean, if you are going to think about a plasticized... Mitt Romney. There's no more plasticized, typical Republican candidate than Mitt Romney. Teeth, perfect hair, immaculately coiffed.
And they all strive for that, judgy. It seems like.
Yeah.
Mitch the Bitch would like to have perfect
hair. Well, that's, look
hair.
At us. We're rich. We're better than you.
But it's perfectly gone. Oh, yeah.
I can pay a brown person to thread my eyebrows.
And they're not elitist, by the way. That's not elitist. To thread your eyebrows?
Of course not. Not if you have a brown person do it.
Do guys get that done?
I don't know. Well, I would assume so.
Eyebrows. That's how you wax the middle part in where your eyebrows join together above the
I think they get it anywhere,
bridge
right?
of your nose.
If you have a good threader. All it is instead of tweezing, you're just yanking the hair out with a thread. It's not.
Why
it's
the
a
fuck
weird,
is that even
it's a
better?
Weird technique, but you know, I think it's just the novelty of it. I don't think it hurts less. I think you're just plucking. You're still plucking. It's just the mode of operandi pluck.
Is that how bored we are? That's something to do?
What?
Is that how bored we are? That's something to do? I'm going to go to the fucking spa
I think
and
it's
get
a novelty.
Threaded.
It's a, yeah.
Yeah. But you can just get your eyebrows plucked the normal way.
Right. I would assume.
Maybe it's fun. It's
I don't get strange. The whole eyebrow thing with guys. There's a lot of overly coiffed eyebrows out there.
You don't want to look sleek and cool and like hip.
Well, there's a difference between, you know, if you get a weird one pointing straight out and you make that one go away. Or if you've got some Eddie Munster straight across your eyebrow forehead action going.
Leave it. That's called character. It makes you interesting.
I could see maybe deforesting the center of your brow, but
what about
God
just
damn,
shaving?
Some of these guys
there.
Who look like, you know, look like Cristiano Ronaldo, the fucking soccer player.
Okay.
I mean, that might be a European thing too, or a Latin thing,
right?
But he looks like Joan Crawford for fuck's sake. Is well, he her that, eyebrows were bigger.
Did he beat bite somebody on the soccer field? Did he do that?
No,
some other guy.
Yeah, that's. I forgot his name already.
Yeah.
The biter.
I'm against that.
It's not Cristiano.
I think that should be outlawed in soccer. You should be able to bite people without getting a penalty flag.
You think it's a completely different game?
Oh, yeah. Now it's boring.
So there you go. This lunatic over at Oregon Live is like, well, maybe Trump won because he's so damn good looking. And, there's universal barfage.
That is the most insane fucking thing I've ever heard in my life. Have they seen all the pictures of him with his hair blowing up and when his big fat ass is exposed on the goddamn golf course?
I mean, even when he was young, was he? I've seen pictures of him when he was young. He's got those weird like duck lips and the I don't know. I never.
He's a rich white guy, Pat. He should be everybody's wet fucking dream.
How sad. How pathetic that's what's become our ideal.
That's
to some
why.
People.
I think that's why people vote for him. I think they vote for him because they see, look at Schittler. That guy is lifestyles of the rich and famous with Robin Leach. He's got everything, and I want to have everything. So if I vote for him, maybe I'll have everything. Do you think?
But he's still a miserable twunt.
He is such an asshole.
Do you have a, I don't know why they did this. Do you have a favorable or unfavorable opinion of Joe Biden?
What?
Joe Biden's up at 56%.
That's it?
33% unfavorable.
Damn, he should be higher.
Cory Booker, they asked. I don't think people know who Cory Booker is because only 27% say favorable, 24% unfavorable, 50% not sure.
They don't know the guy. Yeah. How do they not know him? He was just on TV.
Al Franken?
Yes.
Even money, 34% like him, 34% don't, 32% not sure.
What's not to like about him? Explain that to me. What does he do?
Well,
it
depends on what side you're on.
The good side? The side of the non-bullshit?
If you're on the bad side, he's a liberal. He's a J-E-W.
What?
And he's a former actor.
Yes.
He's from Hollywood, Ryan.
He's a sketch
actor. You can't remind them that so is Trump. But
you know, I got to tell you, he's a sketch actor, and I hate those guys. You've ever tried to hang out with a sketch guy?
Well, yeah.
Oh, they're always in a sketch.
Yeah, sketch and improv people are kind of...
And you're involved.
A little bit in the same milieu, right?
Yeah.
Improv people and sketch people?
They're horrendous. And
they're not horrendous.
They are. A lot of them are horrendous.
There's a type of those
they're always
that
in a
are
sketch,
way into it.
Which is kind of like a little personal hell to live in. Imagine you're just trying to talk to somebody, have a nice evening, then you're all of a sudden they're writing a sketch about, let's make a big funny sketch what we're doing right now. That makes me insane.
I'm studying proctology.
Oh, yes.
Let's do my job.
Let me get a suggestion from the audience. Right. Assholes.
Bernie Sanders, 53% favorable, 36% unfavorable. That's really good.
Yeah.
Elizabeth Warren, 42% favorable, 39% unfavorable. They're really trying to demonize her over on Looney's side.
Yeah, are they bringing the fact that she has inside fun parts into the game?
No, Pocahontas.
Oh, God.
That's all you ever hear about her. Is Trump says she's done nothing, and she tried to pretend she was an American Indian.
Great.
Candidates for president next time were Democrat Joe Biden and Republican Donald Trump. Who would you vote for?
Ooh, I'm going to go with Joe Biden, Pat.
54% agree with you. 40% Donald Trump.
God. Are you sad that Joe Biden was never president?
Yes. Yeah, I like Joe Biden a whole lot.
Me too. What a great guy.
I think he's, I think he's a good dude.
Shitler.
If candidate for president next time were Democrat Cory Booker and Republican Donald Trump, who would you vote for?
Cory Booker. Are you fucking kidding me?
45% Cory Booker, 42% Donald Trump. Let's remember that hardly anybody knows who he is, yet still 45% would vote for him over
he's
Trump.
He's going to be a bad guy, right? Compared to this Schiller, a better guy than Schiller.
Now, I like this name. You know, so this name's starting to get floated to run for president.
Oh, shit.
For the Democrats is Al Franken.
I love that. I love that. I read that story somewhere. I love that. He is awesome.
Yeah.
He says all the right fucking things.
For president were Democrat Al Franken and Republican Donald Trump, who would you vote for? And Al Franken fares better than Cory Booker, not as well as Joe Biden. 46% Franken, 41% shit. Trump.
Do you think Al Franken's president, right? Do you think he calls up Lorne Michaels and say, hey, listen, I know you only saw me as Stuart Smalley and some other bit parts here and there, but now I'm president, so
well, the funny thing is, on Saturday Night Live, they'll probably make fun of him by doing somebody doing Stuart Smalley as president.
That's what I would do.
Right? I'm good enough, I'm smart enough, and doggone it, people like me.
I think he would be a hard person to spoof, this Al Franken, because He's
been quite stealthy for a few years.
And I think that's by design, right?
Oh, yeah, yeah. He didn't want to be funny yuck it up guy who just was vapid and made it to Congress. He wanted to be taken seriously as an intellectual like he is.
Yeah. Although.
And he's got his cred now, and now he's starting to open up more. You're hearing more from him, especially in these committees. He's turned out to be a fucking rock star because he ain't putting up with shit.
Unless, hey, Al, don't be afraid of that person and that sense of humor.
Well, that's it. He's throwing that sarcasm into these hearings.
Do you want to be on the wrong end of Al Franken? That's that guy. Al Franken wrote the book about Dildo Riley.
Oh, right.
Fair and Unbalanced or something like that.
Yeah.
I mean, he's going to.
Bernie Sanders. Oh, go ahead.
Don't you think he would roast anybody in a fucking debate? How are you going to get the better of Al Franken?
And he's unflappable. It doesn't seem like you can make him. You can insult him. He's Hollywood. You can't insult him. There's no feelings.
Dealt with douchebags his whole fucking life.
If candidates for president were Democrat Bernie Sanders and Republican Donald Trump.
Yes.
For whom wouldst thou vote?
Come on.
52% Sanders.
What?
41% Donald Trump.
Too many. Too many voting for Schittler. Because are people under the impression that Bernie and Donald are similar still? Are we dealing with that?
I don't know. There's a lot of pro-Hillary people who are angry at Sanders. There's a lot of, which I think is silly. As silly as the Bernie people who are angry at Hillary.
Yeah.
I don't think, they're very different candidates. Did the DNC put their thumb on the scale? Fuck yes. The DNC put their thumbs on the scale to make Hillary win because they thought that Bernie would get clubbed. And they thought they had the best candidate. Right. So, yes, they did put their thumbs on the scale. They're allowed to by the rules. Should we change those rules? That's the whole thing. Should we get rid of superdelegates? All that. Yes. But sorry, snowflakes. Those were the rules. Nobody broke any laws by putting the thumbs on the scale for Hillary.
And also, that's a typical Democrat thing because that's what, you know, it felt like the right thing to do. Hillary felt like she probably deserved the nomination. I can't imagine the immense pressure she put on the DNC to get that nomination. Even if it wasn't warranted, even if it should have gone to Bernie, Because that's what the Democrats do.
A lot of people put pressure on the DNC. All the establishment Democrats were saying we can't put up a socialist who's not even a Democrat until 10 minutes ago.
Right.
A lot of the Democrats were looking at him like a Ron Paul of the left.
Right.
Where all of a sudden this populace is going to swoop in and fuck everything up.
Which would be what?
Well, no, I wanted Bernie. Are you kidding? We're Bernie fans here.
I mean, I'm just trying to think about their motivation. What were they protecting that was so precious?
They wanted to win.
I was about to say they're protecting the fact that they're going to ensure a
kind
loss.
Of unpopular among half the country president, even though his popularity ratings were high, but when he left, they were worried that they were going to lose.
Right.
That's the pattern. They didn't. They won the popular vote by several million votes.
80 votes in Pennsylvania.
80,000.
80,000. Great.
Here and there. Like 40 here and 30 there. 40 here and 40 there in two different states. And we wouldn't be doing this right now. We'd be playing the top five. And when animals get pissed.
But now it's just Schittler all day, baby. He's insane.
We've all become kind of the Schittler channel.
I mean, you go out of your way to post stories about like stuff that's not Trump, but it's just you don't care. And, you know, and then when Donald is talking about things like, I don't know, he donated part of his salary to the National Park Service. Did you see that?
Yeah, that's interesting PR.
Who cares?
Right.
You're donating money to the national parks.
A quarter. He makes like, what, 400 grand a year or something like that? So he donated 100 grand to the national parks that they want to destroy.
I was going to say, cut down the fucking trees?
That his new Department of the Interior guy would love to privatize.
It's going to go to the fucking national parks, and we're going to do our best to cut down all these loser trees.
Or put up signs on them.
Oh, yeah. All over.
We're
going
to privatize
it,
yeah.
Hey, by the way, are we to the point where we all have to have a picture of Schittler in our dining room above the table?
Oh, they'd love that. I think that would help for national pride.
Yeah.
He wanted to have tanks and missiles and shit in his inauguration parade?
That's insane.
Creepy as fuck.
When was the last president?
We don't do that shit here.
Who was the last president to do that?
Washington?
No,
I don't know.
Maybe. Muskets.
One last one. If candidates for president next time were Democrat Elizabeth Warren and Republican Donald Trump, who would you vote for?
100% Elizabeth
48%
Warren.
Elizabeth Warren.
What?
43% Donald J. Trump.
I don't know what the Democrats have, a message problem or just the fact that the people in the Midwest are dumb as shit.
But I think the big story out of that one is the over 50% think Trump should resign. If any of these allegations prove out, even people on his staff, you notice that question did not say him. That said, if Trump's staff is found to have directly been colluding.
Wow. I mean, so we have people, they're going to resign from the staff of Schittler. And then who's running the country? Schittler is literally going to have to go out in front of the White House and put the flag on the flagpole every fucking day, because who's left? There's nobody there that knows how to turn on the lights in the meeting room.
And I think this is a lie. This is a
yes.
Would you describe yourself as very liberal, somewhat liberal, moderate, somewhat conservative, or very conservative?
I'm very liberal, Pat.
Oh yeah, me too. Well, yeah, I mean, years ago I wouldn't have said that. I would have said I thought I was kind of a moderate.
Yeah, but I know. Yeah, but
holy shit,
are different now.
Well, right now we're in Goose Stepville.
I mean, if you're a moderate right now, you're okay with somebody looking at your dick before you go to the bathroom, or what? I don't know.
I don't know. 13% identify as very liberal. 23% identify as somewhat liberal. So that's what 36%.
Yes,
are somewhat to very liberal. 30% identify as moderate, 19% somewhat conservative, 15% very conservative, which is 34. So fewer identify as somewhat to very conservative than as liberal to somewhat liberal. I don't know if that's true. Or at least they don't go out and vote.
Possibly.
You fuckers don't vote then.
That's true. That is true.
If that's the truth.
You know, in this Obama thing where he sat on the news, I mean, that sort of...
About Russia?
Mm-hmm. That decision he makes sort of... I could see how someone could hear that, and then why should I vote? If my president isn't going to care enough to give me the fucking facts, they're worried about what it's going to look like, they're worried about being shamed. The Republicans, you're telling me that the Republicans would have used that to throw even more shade on Obama or Hillary? What fucking difference would it fucking make? I mean, can we have a president that errs on the side of just telling the American people what the fuck is up?
Right. And yeah, we'll concede. If you want you to keep your plan, you can keep your plan. Or you want to keep your doctor, you keep your doctor. That was a whopper. We'll concede that one. That was a dumb thing to say and wrong and a lie.
Yeah, yeah.
So let's move on. Because that's the first thing you hear.
Yeah, absolutely.
The whataboutitis?
Right. Well, what? Okay. You want to play whataboutitis?
Well,
what about the fact that your fucking ex-campaign manager got a fucking sack of $12 million fucking dollars in cash?
Well, and most of us kind of remember, let's call it the Iraq War.
Oh, yeah. What about that?
What about itis?
So, what about lying us into a fucking war?
Yeah, how far do you twants want to go back?
We can go back far. What about the war on drugs? What about the Iran-Contra scandal?
Nixon.
God. Yeah, Nixon.
So today's little dollop of drizzle.
Give me a spoonful.
In Russiagate.
Nine.
Is now news from the Washington Post.
Okay.
That this guy, I think is also kind of the epitome of walking evil. Eric Prince, the founder of Blackwater.
Oh, my.
Security firm.
God.
That creepy, murderous fuck. Allegedly.
These are private soldiers.
Amazing. Unfettered, disciplined,
no
but no rules. Yeah.
Don't get fired. That's the rule.
Didn't they get in big trouble in Iraq? A group of them just killed some people willy-nilly? No, I think some of them...
Oh, did they really?
Yeah, I think some of them were tried for murder.
Oh, shit. Way back when, were they just doing whatever the fuck they wanted to?
Yeah, and ridiculous billions of dollars
that
we outsourced. Yeah. This is the privatization of war. This is what the Republicans want to do. We had Blackwater and we had Halliburton, right? Making billions and billions of dollars off of that unnecessary war that we relied into.
I saw a documentary about Blackwater and their trucks, the shipping business they have in Iraq. And sometimes they would, like these trucks would get delivered, would go places with nothing on them. And Blackwater would be paid to drive the trucks.
And they'd have to,
And then I think the regular army had to guard their convoy, which had nothing in it.
Yeah, men were putting their lives in danger.
For nothing.
To guard something that was just a moneymaker for
an empty truck.
Blackwater,
dude.
Yeah.
An empty fucking truck. People are dying.
So Eric Prince, this founder of Blackwater.
Yes.
Still working with the military, I guess. Met with a Russian operative with close ties to President Vladimir Putin.
Okay.
As, quote, an unofficial envoy for Donald Trump.
Oh, shit. And this sounds illegal.
January 11th, so this is before the inauguration, Eric Prince met in the Seychelles Island.
Seychelles?
Seychelles Islands.
It's not seashells?
S-E-Y?
Seychelles. I never heard of that.
He met with this Russian dude, buddy of Uncle Nipples, this Eric Prince Blackwater slime ball.
You know, I was thinking a seashell island. There's one in Panama City, Florida. There's an island. It's nothing but seashells on it. So they call it Seashell fucking Island.
I think these are in the Indian Ocean.
Oh, it's different.
It's like like our Caribbean islands, you know, it's like where everybody goes to vacation. Maybe.
Except in the Indian Ocean, dude, there are fucking shit tons of sharks. Do not get in that fucking water.
So this dude went, Eric Prince allegedly met with this Russian to try to establish a back channel line of communication between Putin and Trump.
Holy shit.
The Washington Post reports that Prince had no formal role with the campaign, but he did donate $250,000.
And that is supposed to buy you something.
Here's an interesting little tidbit.
Okay.
A little bit of trivia.
Mark it down.
His sister is Betsy DeVos.
The National Education
Secretary Secretary of Destroying Education. They changed the title.
Is he pulling from the same fucking trailer park of white trash to run the government?
You know, it just shows you that it's royalty. These rich people really think they're royalty.
But we're draining the swamp with people from Blackwater.
And I guess today a reporter was asking Spicy about this Jared Kushner stuff and saying, you know, a lot of people are saying that the White House is not supposed to be run like a family business.
Oh, yeah. It's not, right?
Right.
I mean, Jared and
Ivanka has a fucking office now and a title.
You know what their net worth is? Like $740 million.
Yeah, yeah.
$740 million.
Oh, he earned every dime of that.
Oh, sure.
That was a hard vagina to get out of, Ryan.
Oh, right. And his daddy's going to buy the fucking Marlins. It really is royalty. It's the Rockefellers running this motherfucker.
In a statement, Spicy said the administration is unaware of any meetings. I don't know what you're talking about.
We don't know.
And said Eric Prince had no role in the transition.
Okay. Then God, is Sean, it must feel weird for Sean Spicer because every question that he gets asked is, are you aware of this and that? And his answer is no, we don't know what you're talking about, or we're not going to talk about it.
I don't know where
he didn't know anything.
What their sourcing is on this, but this is there's 1, 2, 3, 4 different reporters on this.
Yes,
at the WAPO, Eric Prince is saying it's bullshit.
Ooh.
He went there for some other reason.
Fuck you.
But you know, apparently, WAPO is sticking by its sources.
Yeah. Jeez. God, a dude from Blackwater. I mean, that. Why would you call like one of those guys to make back channels with Putin?
It says the United Arab Emirates, they heard, arranged this secret meeting in January as part of an effort to establish a back channel line of communication between Moscow and President-elect Trump, according to U.S., European, and Arab officials.
Wow, so, okay.
Multiple sources
right
in the U.S., Europe, and in the Arab nations.
But why don't we just let this go?
The meeting took place around January 11th in the Seychelles Island in the Indian Ocean. The full agenda remains unclear. The UAE agreed to broker, that's the United Arab Emirates, agreed to broker the meeting in part to explore whether Russia could be persuaded to curtail its relationship with Iran, including in Syria. A Trump administration objective that would likely require major concessions to Moscow on U.S. sanctions. So I guess the UAE was trying to put this together to say, hey, maybe we can get Russia to pull out of Iran.
Behave in the Middle East, right?
And Syria, quit fucking with Syria, if we can get the Trump campaign or the Trump guys
to lift the sanctions
to get a little less sanctiony.
But I mean, I don't know. You're rewarding them for behaving better, for leaving Iran and Syria alone. Why was this meeting out in the middle of nowhere? It's Seychelles Island. Is there hiding?
It says Prince presented himself as an unofficial envoy for Trump to high ranking Emiratis involved in setting up his meeting with the Putin confidant, according to the officials, who did not identify the Russian that he met.
Okay.
Prince was an avid supporter of Trump. After the Republican convention, he contributed $250,000 to Trump's campaign.
Damn.
Aren't there limits? Whatever. I thought there were.
I thought there were
like personal limits on how much you can donate.
Individual donors, but that guy's company donated, right? Ugh. So is that different?
I'm sure it's bullshit. However it was done, it's shenanigans.
Absolutely.
And bullshit.
It's pay for play.
Which is how Betsy DeVos got, which is how his sister got her fucking Secretary of Destroying Education.
They bought it.
He was a supporter of the pro-Trump super PAC led by the Mercers.
Super.
Those billionaires, those slithering, sneaky billionaires that have been hiding behind Trump this whole time.
Yeah. Are they like the Koch brothers? Do they have that kind of money?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Shit.
Prince has ties to Bannon.
Gross.
His sister is Betsy DeVos.
Could you imagine being tied to Bannon, naked in a dungeon, cold?
And they say he was seen in the Trump transition offices in New York in December. But he's no part of the team.
Why else would you be in the... Why were you there? Because everybody's fun and you're just hanging out?
Dropping off a latte.
Okay. I'm delivering coffee.
The U.S. officials said that the FBI had been scrutinizing the Seychelles meeting as part of a broader probe of Russian interference in the 2016 election and alleged contacts between associates of Putin and Trump.
Why do
you
think
the FBI has declined to comment?
Why do you think they met in an island in the middle of nowhere in the Indian Ocean?
Well, that's why. You're in the middle of nowhere, yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
This encounter adds to an expanding web of connections between Russia and Americans with ties to Trump.
Oh, shit, guys. We better look into this shit.
Spicy, of course, said, "We're not aware of any meetings, and Eric Prince had no role in the transition."
What are you aware of, then? What the fuck does Spicy know? Do you ever wonder what the fuck he knows? He never knows anything.
And a spokesman for Eric Prince towed the Republican line, saying, basically, "How dare you spy on private citizens? That's the story." They're spying on suspects, you asshole.
Right.
They're not just randomly picking people. You got caught up in some Russian holes.
What are you supposed to do? Not investigate it? Honestly.
Their statement says, "Eric had no role in the transition team. This is a complete fabrication. The meeting had nothing to do with President Trump. Why is the so-called under-resourced intelligent community messing around with surveillance of an American citizen when they should be hunting terrorists?" Listen to that sanctimony, that bullshit.
What, hunting terrorists? I mean, you know, Obama killed Osama bin Laden, and that's something. Aren't we happy about
allegedly.
That? Allegedly. Yeah. God.
This is the guy who's the founder of Blackwater. This is from the Washington Post.
Right.
It's a security firm that became a symbol of U.S. abuses in Iraq after a series of incidents, including one in 2007, in which the company's guards were accused and later criminally convicted of killing civilians in a crowded Iraqi square.
Right. Oh, God.
Prince ultimately sold the firm, which was rebranded, but has continued building a private... paramilitary empire with contracts across the Middle East and Asia. It's turning into RoboCop.
Holy shit.
They want the world to be RoboCop. They want get rid of governments and have the world run by paramilitary fuckwads.
So it's like Blackwater. Blackwater's in charge. So now instead of NATO, you have Blackwater. And Blackwater really, really will bitch at you if the envelope's light, right?
He's now in charge of some Hong Kong-based company known as the Frontier Services Group.
The what?
Frontier Services Group.
Hey,
they're saying that they would have the Trump campaign would have hidden this guy because he would have been too controversial.
Too nuts.
To serve in official capacity. These are the people who had Manafort and Roger Stone.
And Mike Flynn! It's a rogues gallery of loons, and this guy couldn't make the cut. He must just walk around eating his own shit. He must be so crazy.
The Seychelles meeting came after separate private discussions in New York involving high-ranking representatives of Trump with both the Moscow and the Emirates representatives. So that's what they're saying. They seem to be asserting it as fact over here at the Washington Post. It's a pretty extensive story. Go over to the WAPO and check out the headline. Blackwater founder held secret Seychelles meeting
Perfect.
To establish Trump-Putin back channel. Ooh.
God, that sounds so creepy.
Oh, find me a back channel.
Oh, yes.
We're going to be back tomorrow, ladies and gentlemen, Tuesday, 2 to 4 p.m. Pacific, 5 to 7 on the Eastern Tide Coast Live. Don't forget, you can download this and past episodes at iTunes, at Stitcher, at crabdiving.com. Be kind and leave us good reviews on whatever. Doesn't matter if you leave it on crabdiving.com. We don't have reviews, but leave reviews on iTunes and Stitcher. That helps us out.
We like positivity, okay?
Help us out financially by buying shit you buy on the internet through our Amazon hole at crabdiving.com/Amazon. We get a little nibble, a little taste. Doesn't cost you anything. Just helps us out.
We get paid, baby.
Brian's going to be doing some comedy soon. Find out where and when. Go to his website at Rated. No, go to his Twitter feed. Oh, my God. Go to his Twitter feed at Rated R Comedy. Go to his website at RatedRComedy.com. Go to his Instagram, RatedRComedy.
Yay.
I'm trying to. Follow I forgot to do something, so I'm trying to do it while I'm talking. Oh, sorry.
Okay. Follow the very funny Patrick Vile on Twitter or Instagram at Vile Experience. Oh, so freaking vile.
Thanks for joining us. I'm making it so that the rerun of the show doesn't start right after us. There we go. Now you're going to get a song. We'll be back tomorrow, ladies and gentlemen.
Good job.
Thanks for being here.
Bye-bye.
There's an old saying in Tennessee. I know it's in Texas, probably in Tennessee, that says, fool me once, shame on you. If fool me, we can't get fooled again.
Thank you for listening to Crab Diving. Catch the crabs on Facebook. Facebook.com/crabdiving and on Twitter and Instagram @crabdiving.